their bodies, which do not contain souls. Now, you may or may not know that, but it's a good question.
If they are, if they are living beings, they will have a soul. That individual may not be fully inhabiting that body at the time. Also, that individual may be suffering from very grave errors in their thinking.
Yes.
So it may be some of both.
Now, I have two other personal questions.
I am becoming very, very tired.
Let me just stop, because I've been waiting. We had Dr. Templeton in, and we've all asked one question, but there is one more question we'd like. That's very important. People have told me that I am other places counseling them when I am not aware of this. And some of these people I hesitate to call mentally ill. Can a part of me be somewhere else with someone else without my full conscious awareness?
If you happen to be in another state of existence, that is possible. I am here with you. I am also in another place. That is not usual with your limitations, but those limitations, as I say, they are not as a wall.
All right. Then one final question for me. I surprised myself when I heard my own voice say something to a patient that she was going to be freed from the body. My conscious mind was surprised by hearing this. Following this, for no apparent reason, the patient died after being fully examined reasonably good health, died a happy death. Can a part of us know and speak to others in this way?
Of course.
Was that my voice, or was that my guardian?
It was your voice. Your guardian may have caused that, or you may have known that.
And is that the same voice who called to you to come to us? Is that what was implied in the last session?
It is something like that.
Well, Jane, thank you very much. We all appreciate your communication, and if this is permitted by God, and we thank God also. And I believe that you're tired and want to.
It is true. I appreciate your concern.
Well, I'm always concerned. And then would you pray then, perhaps a new one or the same one, or maybe both, whichever you prefer and whichever you think would be pleasing?
I will repeat the same as the one did not hear before.
Thank you.
And it is a good prayer. Father, lend us your strength that we may seek to find you. Lend us your wisdom that we may know when we have found what we seek.
Thank you, Jane, and if now you permit Anne to return, and a good journey to you.
Thanks from all of us.
Thank you. Okay, and you're here now. You can go ahead and, as you're speaking now, we're all here, and everything is fine. Take your time, if you actually know that you're here. That you're here, and you're one's friends, and just let yourself gradually come back to this room.
I'm so warm.
Just take
a
moment.
No, I can't just do it. Yeah. No, that would. Harry, you didn't turn on your light.
Yes.
Yeah, it just takes me a minute. I feel alright.
Was there anything different?
I don't, you know, I'm not really aware when I'm coming back. I just can't. I said to myself, I'm going to remember. I can't. I was so cold when I came in, but I feel really, got too warm. I'm talking to this fellow, and he says to me, "So I get to see you." Well, I don't know why I didn't see you. I must have seen you earlier, before you came in last time. I saw you this time. I thought I always saw you just the room just before I came back. Maybe not. And it just seems like I'm looking and all of a sudden I'm here. And starting to hear the noises in the room and stuff.
You didn't know the light wasn't on when you were looking from wherever you were, did you? Did the light make any difference?
It doesn't look the same, huh?
Okay. That's not the point. Light is not of significance.
Well, I didn't think about it. I mean, I'm really not focusing on things like that. I'm looking at can't explain it. It's like looking at like dreaming. It's like dreaming.
But it's actually seeing the room because you saw the four of us in our
room. Yeah, well, I think it is anyway.
And let me ask you,
because it's not this view that I have of you here. And you're moving. No, it's from over there. And you're moving around. I mean, you know, you're nodding your head and you're talking and you're, yeah.
When you heard my voice, could you tell me how soon was it you feel after you came in back to the room? Did I talk to you at that time or when did you begin hearing me? Were you here for some time before you could talk? Or was it pretty close and simultaneous?
I hear the noise going and coming, and it's sort of like listen. You ever hear the anesthetic?
The roaring?
Sort of. You know how you sort of hear you like from a long way off, and I don't pay attention to what you're saying. I can only hear you, and I can't pay any attention to what you're saying at all. And gradually, I can understand what you're saying. And I knew, I guess it could have been somebody else, but I knew that it was you that took my hand. Did you say something? I don't remember. Well, anyway.
What was the picture of your experience?
I don't know.
Every day in council, do you think today?
I don't remember. I only know that I don't remember that.
Well, you started saying a few moments ago about that the same person.
I remember seeing the room. That's the only thing I remember. It's the same person. And I talked to him quite a while, it seems like.
Today that occurred.
That happened today, too. But see, I don't... And that's really funny. I think I'm not being allowed to remember because I remembered my dreams really well all the other times. And now I'm not remembering what goes on, only that I'm talking to him and only that I'm seeing some pictures, and the only one I can remember is that I see the woman and I see me.
From over here.
From that direction. It's always been from the same direction, kind of up a little bit.
I'm looking down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like while we're talking, is
the way
that you see them?
Well, I suppose. I don't... Well, I'm there. That's where I am, yeah.
I'm not
over here. I mean, I'm over there. But, I don't know. I don't know. What have you got in your office?
Hey, you're the one who wants to.
No, it's not.